Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In this session, we shall study the history, the prerequisites, and the concession granted in the Muslim worship ritual of the prayer. The prayer is a very old ritual, and we find it mentioned in the Sharia of all previous prophets. In all divine religions, the prayer is a very essential component of worship. Therefore, we know the Quran says that when Abraham settled his progeny in the land of Mecca, in the barren land of Mecca, he said that his objective was Rabbana liyuqimu salah, so that they are able to adhere to the prayer. We know that about the Prophet Ishmael, the Quran says, وَكَانَ يَأْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ. He used to enjoin the prayer and the zakat on his people. About the Prophet Moses, it is said, the Almighty had told him, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِزِكْرِ. Moses, you have to adhere to the prayer in order to remember me. And about the Prophet Jesus, we find in the Quran these words, وَأَوْسَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّا. The Prophet Jesus says that I have been ordained by God to pray and to pay the zakah as long as I live. And we also know that during the time of the Prophet Muhammad, the Quran praised the attitude of many people of the book who would stand up by night and pray and also prostrate before the Almighty. مِنْهُمْ أُمَّةٌ قَائِمَةٌ يَتْلُونَ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ آنَا اللَّيْلِ وَهُمْ يَسْجُدُونَ. This is what it says. So therefore, the prayer is an age-old worship ritual, and when the Quran was revealed, there was no requirement to divulge the details of the prayer, and the Prophet only constituted it as a worship ritual amongst his followers after making certain reforms in it. Now, as far as the prerequisites of the prayer are concerned, firstly, a person must not be in a state of inebriation or intoxication. If the person who is offering the prayer is a woman, she must not be undergoing her menstrual or puerperal cycles. And thirdly, the person should be in the state of ceremonial wudu. He must have done the ablution. And in case of janaba, he must have done the ghusl. And in the absence of water, or if a person is on a journey or is sick, then he can do the tayammum, which will suffice both for ghusl and for wudu. And fifthly, a person must be facing the Baytullah. Now, the method of the wudu is described in the Quran. First of all, the face shall be washed. After that, the hands shall be washed till the elbow. And then the masa of the head shall be done. The head shall be wiped. And then the feet shall be washed. We know that as long as a person remains in a state of wudu, nothing can break it unless certain states are encountered which terminate the wudu. And these are, firstly, if a person urinates, secondly, if he defecates, thirdly, if he passes the wind, and fourthly, the pre-seminal and the pre-ovular discharge. All these things terminate the wuzu. Now, the method of tayammum is also mentioned in the Quran, and as I said earlier, that tayammum shall suffice both for wuzu and for ghusl. And when a person is sick or on a journey and water is not available to him, he should do this tayammum. The method of tayammum is that a person should rub his hands on a clean surface and then wipe his hands and his face. Now, as far as the concession granted in the prayer is concerned, we know that if the prayer arises, the time of the prayer arrives in dangerous, disturbing or disorderly circumstances, it would not be essential to offer the prayer in the prescribed form. And the Quran says that we can offer the prayer while on foot or while on riding, in whatever way it's possible. The congregational prayer would, of course, not be obligatory and would not be required at that time. And similarly, a person would not be required to face the Qibla also. And if these disorderly and dangerous circumstances arise during a journey, then a person can shorten his prayer. And in this regard, we have been told that 4 rakat prayers shall be shortened to 2 rakat. However, 3 rakat and 2 rakat prayers shall not be shortened. From this concession in the timing of the prayer has also been deduced by the Prophet. And therefore, we know that prayers can also be combined in such circumstances. And we know that the Fajr prayer cannot be combined. However, the Zuhr and the Asr prayers can be combined either at the time of Zuhr or at the time of Asr. And the Maghrib and the Isha prayers can also be combined similarly either at the time of Maghrib or at the time of Isha. This then is a brief introduction to the history and to the prerequisites and to the concession granted in the Muslim worship ritual of the prayer. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.